Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris sparred over a number of issues last night, including the Supreme Court, health care, policing, and abortion. The candidates also took jabs at each other's ideas for combating the coronavirus. Harris called the Trump administration's response to the pandemic a failure.
They still don't have a plan. Well, Joe Biden does. And our plan is about what we need to do around a national strategy for contact tracing, for testing, for administration of the vaccine, and making sure that it will be free for all.
Pence defended President Trump's response to the pandemic, which he blamed on China.
Before, there were more than five cases in the United States, all people who had returned from China. President Donald Trump did what no other American president had ever done, and that was he suspended all travel from China, the second largest economy in the world.
Last night's face-off in Utah is the only 2020 vice presidential debate scheduled. President Trump has released a video filmed in the White House Rose Garden just 2 days after his return from the hospital to continue recovering from COVID-19. Details from NPR's Tamara Keith.
In this message, Trump makes a lot of bold pronouncements.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Trump goes on to sing the praises of an experimental antibody therapy he received made by the company Regeneron.
It really did a fantastic job. I want to get for you what I got, and I'm going to make it free. You're not going to pay for it.
Trump has been treated with several drugs, and it's not clear why he's crediting this one, which is still in clinical trials, so not currently available for general use. He also didn't explain how he would make it free.
I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise.
More than 7.5 million Americans have contracted the virus, and more than 211,000 have died. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Louisville Police Department has released a redacted version of its internal investigation into the police killing of Breonna Taylor. From member station WFPL, Amina Alahi has details.
The investigation includes a mass of files ranging from written reports to photos and videos. Photos of the scene include bullet casings and Breonna Taylor's apartment. All images of Taylor herself are obscured, which Louisville police said was done out of respect. The file was released less than a week after Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron made public 15 hours of audio recordings from grand jury proceedings. 2 weeks ago, that grand jury indicted a former officer, Brett Hankison, for one endangerment of Taylor's neighbors. No one was charged in her death. The FBI continues to investigate the incident for possible federal civil rights violations. For NPR News, I'm Amina Elahi in Louisville.
This is NPR. The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to lift a stay on its efforts to end the 2020 census early. The request was filed yesterday after an appeals court upheld a lower court order to continue the national headcount through the end of this month. The Justice Department maintains that field operation must end now in order to meet a December 30th deadline for delivering the results. The Canadian government has announced the next steps in its plan to achieve zero plastic waste by the year 2030. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it's a list of single-use plastic that will be banned.
That ban includes plastic grocery bags, straws, stir sticks, six-pack rings, cutlery, and food containers made from hard-to-recycle plastics. Under the nationwide ban, they will be out of use by the end of next year. Canada's Environment and Climate Change Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says when it's in effect, local stores will provide alternatives. Ottawa will be consulting with Canadians in a feedback discussion paper until early December. The final regulations won't come into effect until the end of 2021. In the spring, the Trudeau government had said there might be a delay to the ban because of the pandemic. Officials say the ban will not impact access to personal protective equipment or other plastic used in medical facilities. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Two British nationals accused of joining an ISIS cell to torture and kill Americans are being held at a federal prison in Virginia. The suspects arrived in the U.S. yesterday from Iraq, where they have been held under military guard since last year. They are scheduled for arraignment tomorrow. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.